Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in San Antonio, Texas. Look who is in the studio lounge, the one and only Mark C. Wright. How are you, Mark?
I am doing great, Mike. Well done on getting the nomenclature right this year.
It's a tongue twister a little bit. Yeah, we got it right.
You got it right. How exciting, too.
It is
one
exciting.
One of the most meaningful combinations we've ever seen,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. So. That and CUNA and NAFQ.
I know.
And now we have co-op and PSEU all in the same year, basically.
All happening.
Yeah.
It's incredible. A lot of change.
Where have you seen change like this?
I mean, just in our industry, if you think about consolidation of financial institutions,
yeah,
we've seen some similar things, but nothing quite like this,
yeah,
in the credit union,
yeah,
space.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shakeup. So,
it really
but
is.
People seem to be very positive about, because I've seen it's like the GAC, there was kind of this air of refreshment, revival type. People,
yeah,
had a pep in their step. I get the same kind of feeling here as well.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure if you're getting that. But I
feel that too. And as you heard from Chuck, you know, the work's just getting started,
yeah,
when you think about it.
No doubt.
And so many opportunities, I think, for credit unions will come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're all striving to be more competitive, right, more relevant, more,
mm-hmm,
efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this just plays into it so well.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely. All right. Hey, let's talk. You were just on a star-studded credit union CEO panel on stage up there, and you did a splendid job.
Oh,
once
thank
again,
you. Thank
being
you.
The ringmaster up there. You did so much. I mean, you have this perfect balance of having fun and getting the information out as well. So
I think
the whole audience appreciated that as well. So
appreciate
good
it,
job
sir.
On that. So
well, I think Yogi Berra once said you can observe a lot just by watching.
Yes.
So I watch you and I watch what you do, and I really mean that. And you are the master at doing this, and so we learn a little bit from each other.
I think so. I was in there on purpose to watch you do your craft as well. So.
Yeah, well, it was a great group. I mean, we had credit unions from 350 million, you know, with Maria at Borden,
mm-hmm,
in Del Rio, Texas, right up to Dennis Devine at Alliant with,
mm-hmm,
almost 19 billion,
wow,
in assets.
Yeah.
And no branches.
Oh, that's right. You kept needling him about his no branches and...
I encouraged him to admit that he'd really love some, but I couldn't make it happen. And
no.
Then, of course, Rudy from Premier America and Kathy from Community First. It was a wonderful group.
Yeah, it was a great, and just, I was in there for, like, the high-tech, high-touch part, which I thought was a great section of it, and then also the generative AI. Who knew Rudy was, what, a computer science major or something like that in
absolutely.
College? What?
Brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah, we always knew Rudy was a brilliant man, but he...
He
explained
raised the
why
bar.
Today. He did, yes,
he
exactly.
Bar.
He raised the bar.
So give us a quick, for those of us that weren't there, give us a quick summary on what you thought or how you felt the panel went and other items that were discussed.
Yeah, great question. So what we tried to do was get diversity of thought, Mike, because there's so much diversity within those credit unions. You know, branchless, digital,
mm-hmm,
with Dennis, and a smaller but very purpose-driven credit union with Maria at Border, and Kathy and Rudy, and you know, in between, right?
Yeah.
And we discussed the future of delivery channels, sort of how digital is taking on almost this human-like quality, and we explored the idea that one of our big challenges now is to humanize digital, so that when members are experiencing our credit unions, they're doing so in a way where they can't delineate the difference between a human and a piece of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a ways from that. But that's where the trend is heading, you know. And in some countries, Mike, it's already there.
Yeah.
When we
look
around the world, you know. And we also explored competition. So I think the panelists all agreed that this is the most competitively intense period we've ever been in.
Speaking to the banks?
Speaking to the banks.
Okay, and
the
other fintechs that are nipping at the
absolutely
financial services heels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rudy made a comment that, you know, while we're 7-8% of assets in this country as a credit union movement, the diversity of our competition runs the gauntlet from a small fintech to Chase,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and everything in between that.
Yeah.
And so I think what I took away from it was that the purpose of credit unions continues to shine really bright.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do now is use technology and people, of course, talent was a theme this morning, to sort of create this perfect blend where almost irrespective of size, although scale is important, we can compete head-on with these players.
Yeah. Oh yeah, completely.
In our communities.
Well, especially, and you've heard this term, technology is the great equalizer.
Yes.
And so this is where I think really credit unions can really leverage that stuff. Especially, I want to get into just the Gen AI of
yes.
it, just real
yes.
quickly here, because I thought Rudy's take on it was so well said. He said he compared it to like, hey, this is gonna help us. It's gonna be your. Was it Rudy or maybe it was Dennis?
It was both of them actually, Mike. They kind of leveraged each other's comments.
He said, yeah, think about it as when the calculator first came
yeah.
out, it helped us. Think about when the computer first came out, it helped us.
Yeah.
Think about the iPhone when it first came out. Think of it that way.
Absolutely.
Instead of this like gargantuan tidal wave that's gonna, transform the entire universe. So I thought, okay, that really brings it down to a relatable thing. I want
yeah.
to get your take
on
that response.
You know, take everyone's jobs away, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Again,
yeah.
For the fifth time. So
yeah.
So I think where we landed on it was throughout most of our careers on that stage this morning, we've seen personal computing, to your point. We've seen the internet,
mm-hmm.
mobile telephony,
yeah.
the cloud.
Yeah.
These huge transformative technology times, right, Mike? These periods of time where really big things happen technologically,
mm-hmm.
and now generative AI, which actually promises to overshadow all of the others.
I think so.
In terms of its impact. And I think what I heard, as well as the comments you made, was we shouldn't be afraid of it. We have to be very careful, of course, with it
mm-hmm.
and how we use it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also struck by how, Maria, with what, 350 million or so in assets, and Dennis with 19 billion, they're all using AI already in different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there isn't sort of you need to be a certain asset size to be able to use AI. There's no rule like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we clearly have to be very thoughtful with how we use AI.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have really good policies. We have to have protections, of course. But when we think about how we're trying to serve members, Mike, and make things easier, more convenient, faster, simpler,
mm-hmm.
AI really plays.
Completely, completely.
And,
yeah.
and if you merge it with the power of data, data and AI together are like this perfect blend
mm-hmm.
for us to really do some of the things mm-hmm. that we've wanted to do for a long time.
Agreed. And I think that relates back to the high tech, high touch.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of they complement each other. So you want to kind of address that? Because
yes.
you talked about, okay, yeah, we swung the pendulum way over here with digital, especially during COVID, and now we're still somewhere a little bit over there, but how do you humanize the digital is what you set up on stage. And
yeah.
I thought, oh my gosh,
that's
reality
it.
Check. Reality
yeah, that's
check.
Our challenge,
so,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That's our challenge. And what we've really seen is this push because of digital, to make certain that we had the best online mobile banking, websites, all of the digital capabilities we have, were really upgraded over the past 15, 20 years,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
And our branch networks have changed, Mike, because first of all, there are far fewer branches in the US today than 15 years ago.
Oh yeah.
We've already seen a massive reduction, actually,
mm-hmm.
By comparison to then. But what happens inside our branches now is very different. We're solving problems. We're opening complex accounts.
Yep.
We're
yep.
giving advice, perhaps, or guidance. And a lot of the transactional behavior is going away for
right
the most
here.
Part. It's right there.
Yeah.
I just read, I think Jamie Dimon's investment letter comes out, this time every
mm-hmm.
year, right? And Chase alone, one of the biggest banks, as you know, in the world, has lost about a half of its transaction volume over the last 6 years inside its branches.
Wow.
And so those transactions have gone digital,
mm-hmm.
which means we can now understand why a bank like Chase is optimizing its branches by closing some, opening others,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
being very selective around what they do inside
yeah.
them. And at the same time, Mike, this sort of big announcement he made in his investment letter, 1,500 people put to work inside the bank on AI. Most of the credit unions here today don't employ 1,500 people.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Yeah.
And so he's put that many in his AI group at Chase. it's quite remarkable.
Yeah, actually. It shows the impact that he foresees
yes.
it being. So yeah, I think all of us kind of see that coming. So the writing's on the wall,
it.
For sure.
The writing's on the wall. We've got to figure out how to use this really powerful technology and protect ourselves against it. Because
yep.
on a personal level, Mike, I'm quite concerned about AI. I really am. I'm quite concerned about the dangers of it.
I am too. I'm scared excited about it.
That's a great way to put it. Scared
exactly.
excited
yeah.
about it. And then when we think about the long-term future of the industry, we've got demographic changes really taking effect. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, Kathy and others talked this morning about how younger people, if you think about that group between age 12 and 27, the Gen Zers,
mm-hmm.
you know, as
mm-hmm.
we like to call them, they didn't adopt digital, Mike. They grew up with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's second nature to them.
It's second nature to mm-hmm. them. They're digital natives. And they really don't want to come inside one of our branches unless there's a problem.
Yeah.
And even then.
Yes.
they'd rather solve it
exactly.
on the device.
Exactly.
So we have this sort of movement, this elevator of life, you know, an escalator of life that you and I have talked about before, where demographically we're changing in America.
Mm-hmm.
And as you move along this escalator, you become more digital.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to balance this sort of physical network, unless you're Dennis Devine at Alliant, that he doesn't have
you.
To worry about
I
it,
hear
with the sort of digital capabilities mm-hmm. we know we have to build.
It's a tricky problem. There's a word for that. There's a word for that, Mark. It's called fidgetal.
I like it.
And you got to balance. Yeah, that's again,
like
we're talking
it.
That balance for sure. So yeah.
And it's hard, Mike, because the fintechs that we're competing with, some of them at least, don't have that physical infrastructure to worry about.
Oh, not even close.
Not even close.
Yeah.
And they don't
yeah.
have the back office complexity that we're still having to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying
mm-hmm.
to meld many different systems together
mm-hmm.
to make the experience for the member the best it can be.
Yeah.
And that's really yeah. hard.
I think so.
You know?
Yeah.
Because there's no single technology provider that does it all, at least not yet. Although PSCU Co-op might be making
I think they're making some headway there for sure.
For sure. And I think the work that Chuck and his team are doing with fintech investments, and you and I were chatting off camera about our good friend Tansley and,
mm-hmm.
and Lumen Digital
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As she implemented it at Community First recently. So I think we're starting to see some of our leading CUSOs really make plays in the fintech space. That has to be
yeah.
good news for
yeah.
us.
Yeah, and speaking of, NACUSO is next week, so it'll be
a
lot of fun there to see what's going on there, so that's always a fun conference as well.
Yes,
so, yeah.
exactly.
So, just to kind of wrap up here, what was your feeling at the tail end of that discussion? Is there a feeling of optimism? Is there a
yeah.
feeling of, like, scared excitement with the Gen I thing? What was your general feeling or your general takeaway from that
right.
discussion
well,
today?
With President George W. Bush now about to take the
yes.
stage, Mike, yeah, and he hasn't stopped by to say hello to either one.
Not
of
yet. Not yet. Still waiting.
Still waiting. But you never know. I said at the very end of the panel that our union is strong. You know, I was trying to make a kind of clever
good
remark,
job.
I guess. But our credit union movement is strong. I think we continue to have this sort of uniqueness in the marketplace where we really are here to serve people
mm-hmm.
and make a difference in their lives. And I think what I took away from today is that we're not standing still, Mike, in trying to do that. All of this change is happening at once.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yet our credit union friends here are making moves, taking steps to remain relevant and
mm-hmm,
competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not sitting on their hands. They're not waiting for change to happen
good.
To them.
Good.
And I felt just really positive about the
mm-hmm.
mood in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I really did.
Yeah. I think things like this with PSCU and Co-op coming together, I think it really gets people off the couch a
yes.
little bit, you know? And it makes you want to act, you know? So
yes.
I think it's infectious in a good way. So that's kind of how I see it.
Yeah.
So I think it's really prompting people, hey, you know what? We should make some moves as well.
Right.
So,
I think
yeah.
you said it better
yeah.
than I did, Mike.
Well,
I think
I'm
that's
not sure.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And the only constant we all have in this business of ours is change.
Yeah. Agreed.
Right? And it's how we respond to it that really matters.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
yeah, I feel great. I'm leaving here, heading back home later, feeling really good.
Good.
About our movement.
As well you should, sir.
Well
done.
Thank you.
Well done as always,
great
and always
to
great to
you.
Chat. And yeah, keep up the good work there at Steve Wright and Associates and SRM Company.
Oh, you are good with your nomenclature today.
Well, Gotta be on my,
them all.
I brought my A game for you. Brought my A game.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank Likewise, you, sir. Likewise.
Appreciate you.
Member 4 Video is brought to you by PSEO Co-op Solutions, connective and despite impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.